Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. President Biden had a bipartisan meeting at the White House Wednesday about strengthening the domestic supply chain amid the pandemic. NPR's Mara Liasson reports both the White House and congressional Republicans said they were all on the same page.
Biden's COVID relief bill may be barreling through Congress on a straight party line vote, but both parties seemed almost giddy to discover that on some issues they are actually in agreement. The president is signing an executive order to strengthen the domestic supply chain to stop relying on foreign manufacture of critical items like medical gear and computer chips. After the talks, Biden said it was the best meeting he's had so far.
It was like the old days. People actually were on the same page.
Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCaul was also eager to call attention to lawmakers' ability to work across the aisle, saying it was, quote, so refreshing to meet with the president and to do something important in a bipartisan way. Mara Liasson, NPR News.
Republicans seem to be uniting in their opposition to Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill. But the big question is whether the hike in the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour will be included under the special rules that Senate Democrats plan to use to avoid a Republican filibuster. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti warning those eligible for a vaccination against COVID-19 to watch out for scammers. He says to make sure to go to a county-approved vaccination site.
But there's also been reports of people impersonating vaccination workers, wearing scrubs, setting up fraudulent sites to try to take people's personal information and money. Don't fall for these tricks. And please report them if they happen to you.
Garcetti speaking in his Wednesday briefing as L.A. County will be adding hundreds of vaccination sites to accommodate newly eligible recipients, including teachers and child care workers, emergency service employees, and food and agriculture workers. He said no one legitimate will ever ask for money for a COVID vaccine. U.S. Navy says one of its destroyers has sailed through the Taiwan Strait in a demonstration of the U.S.'s commitment to a free and open Indo-Pacific. NPR's John Ruich reports a transit. It is the second since President Biden took office.
The USS Curtis Wilbur sailed through the narrow waterway between mainland China and the self-ruled island of Taiwan on Wednesday local time. The Navy said the operation was conducted in accordance with international law, but it comes at a time of tension between the U.S. and China, and as Beijing tries to figure out whether relations will improve under President Biden, who's barely a month into his presidency. The Chinese government claims sovereignty over Taiwan. A spokesman for the Chinese military said online the U.S. ship had created risks and undermined peace and stability in the region by sailing through the strait. Earlier this month, President Biden raised concerns about Beijing's coercion of Taiwan in his first call as president with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. John Ruich, NPR News.
This is NPR. President Biden has revoked a freeze that former President Donald Trump had placed on new work visas. Biden issued a proclamation Wednesday saying the freeze on green cards for new immigrants and visas for tech workers, au pairs, and others had prevented families from reuniting in the United States and harmed businesses. Trump issued the ban last year, saying it was needed to protect U.S. workers during the pandemic. A federal judge in Texas, meanwhile, has further blocked an attempt by the Biden administration to roll back hard line immigration enforcement initiated under President Trump. NPR's Sean Burnett reports a temporary injunction prevents the White House from pausing deportations for certain unauthorized migrants.
The injunction shelves an executive order issued by Biden on Inauguration Day that called for a 100-day pause in deportations of unauthorized migrants who'd been picked up for minor crimes. Critics said the deportations were needlessly breaking up migrant families. On its face, the judge's order allows ICE agents to continue to arrest and deport any migrant who is in the country illegally. But last week, the president announced sweeping new guidelines that will narrow ICE enforcement priorities to only those who are deemed to be threats to public safety or national security. The order leaves in place additional parts of Biden's January 20 memo that seek to dismantle other Trump-era immigration measures. John Burnett, NPR News.
Quick check of the Asian financial markets. They are following Wall Street higher in Thursday trading. The markets in Shanghai, Tokyo, Hong Kong, and Seoul all advancing. Stocks in Europe look set to open higher today. This is NPR.